The following program is a presentation of the Flypod New Media Network, www.theflypod.com.
Welcome to Memorable Moments in History. It was in January of 1799 that Edward Jenner's smallpox vaccination was introduced. Also this month in 1813, pineapple was introduced to Hawaii. And in 1853, the envelope folding machine was patented by Russell Hawes in Worcester, Mass. It was in January of 1861 that Jefferson Davis of Mississippi and four other Southern senators resigned. And in 1903, Harry Houdini escaped a police station in Havamestag in Amsterdam. In 1977, President Jimmy Carter pardoned almost all Vietnam War draft evaders. And in 1978, the Bee Gees' Saturday Night Fever album went to number one for 24 weeks. It's the birthday of Muhammad Ali, who was born in Louisville, Kentucky, on January the 17th, 1942, as Cassius Clay. He became world heavyweight boxing champion in 1967 and also became an outspoken, conscientious objector to America's involvement in the Vietnam War. As a result, he was stripped of his title, later jailed for refusing to report for military duty. His conviction was reversed, and he regained the championship in 1974. It was on the 18th of January, 1966, that Robert Clifton Weaver was sworn in as the first African-American cabinet member in U.S. history, becoming President Lyndon B. Johnson's Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. It's the birthday on the 18th of January of American orator and politician Daniel Webster in 1782. He died in 1852 and was born in Salisbury, New Hampshire. Liberty and union, now and forever, one and inseparable, he stated in the U.S. Senate in 1830 in response to Southern senators who contended that individual states had the right to refuse to obey Congress. And it was on the 19th of January, 1966, that Indira Gandhi was elected Prime Minister of India in succession to Lal Shastri, who had died 8 days earlier. She served until 1975, and later from 1980 to 1984, when she was shot and assassinated by her own bodyguards as she walked to her office. Her only surviving son, Rajiv, became the next prime minister, and in 1991, he was assassinated while campaigning for re-election. It was on that date in 1983 that former Gestapo official Klaus Barbie, known as the Butcher of Leon, was arrested in Bolivia, South America. He was responsible for deporting Jewish children from Leon to Auschwitz, where they were gassed. He also murdered French resistance leader Jean Moulin and tortured others. He was exposed by Nazi hunters Serge and Beat Klarsfeld, extradited in 1987, then convicted by the French, and died while in prison. It's the birthday of Robert E. Lee in 1807. He died in 1870. He was the military leader of the Confederacy during the U.S. Civil War and was born in Westmoreland County, Virginia. He was the son of a Revolutionary War hero, a graduate of West Point, and served in the U.S. Army for 25 years preceding the Civil War. The outbreak of hostilities, he was offered command of the Union Army, but declined and instead accepted command of the military and naval forces of Virginia. It's also the birthday of Edgar Allan Poe in 1809, died in 1849. He was a poet and writer of mystery and suspense tales, and was born in Boston, Massachusetts. His works included The Fall of the House of Usher, Tales of the Grotesque and Arabesque, The Murders in the Rue Morgue, and his famous poem, The Raven. It was on January the 20th, 1649, at the conclusion of the English Civil War, the King Charles I was brought before a High Court of Justice at Westminster Hall on charges of treason. The Civil War had been fought over whether the King's power was absolute or whether it was limited by the powers of Parliament. Oliver Cromwell had led the parliamentary forces to victory over the royals. In the trial that followed, Charles was found guilty and condemned as a tyrant, traitor, murderer, and public enemy, and was beheaded several days later in front of the Whitehall Palace in London. It was January the 20th, 1936, that King George V of England died at the age of 71. The grandson of Queen Victoria had reigned since 1910. He renamed his line as the House of Windsor, breaking his association with the family's German line of descent. He was succeeded by his son, King Edward VIII, who abdicated in December, and was succeeded by George VI. It was also on January the 20th, 1945, that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was inaugurated to an unprecedented fourth term as President of the United States. He had served since 1933. And on that date in 1981, Ronald Reagan became President of the United States at the age of 69, the oldest president to take office. During inauguration celebrations, he announced that 52 American hostages that had been seized in the U.S. Embassy in Tehran were being released after 444 days in captivity. And it was on that date in 1996 that Yasser Arafat became the first democratically elected leader of the Palestinian people with 88.1% of the vote. Now for this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In what year was the USS Pueblo seized by the North Koreans in the Sea of Japan? Was it in January of 1967, January 1968, or January of 1969? I'll give you the answer at the end of the program. It was on January the 21st, though, in 1793, in the aftermath of the French Revolution, that King Louis XVI of France was guillotined on the charge of conspiring with foreign countries for the invasion of France. During the revolution, the king had attempted to flee to Austria for assistance. 10 months later, his wife, Queen Marie Antoinette, was also guillotined. And on that date, in 1924, Soviet leader Vladimir Lenin died of a brain hemorrhage. He led the Bolsheviks to victory in the October Revolution of 1917, and then established the world's first communist government. Lenin's body was placed in a tomb in Red Square in Moscow and was much venerated as a national shrine until the collapse of the Soviet Union in 1991. It was on January the 21st, 1954, that the USS Nautilus, the world's first nuclear-powered submarine, was launched at Groton, Connecticut. And on the 21st of January, 1976, the Concorde supersonic jet began passenger service with flights from London to Bahrain and Paris to Rio de Janeiro. The Concorde cruised at twice the speed of sound, Mach 2, at an altitude of up to 60,000 feet. It's the birthday of Ethan Allen in 1738. He died in 1789 and was born in Lichfield, Connecticut. He was a hero of the American Revolution, who led a small force that captured Fort Ticonderoga without bloodshed in 1785. It's also the birthday of the Confederate Army General Stonewall Jackson in 1824. He died in 1863 and was born in Clarksburg, Virginia, as Thomas Jonathan Jackson. He was a West Point graduate who served in the Mexican War, but resigned to teach at the Virginia Military Institute. He sided with the South and became a brigadier general, earning his name at the First Battle of Bull Run, as his troops held firm while others wavered. There is Jackson, standing like a stone wall, a fellow general commented. He was shot in 1863 by a Confederate lookout who had mistaken him in the dark. I have lost my right arm, lamented General Lee upon his death. On January the 22nd, 1901, Queen Victoria of England died after reigning for 64 years, the longest reign in British history. And on the 22nd of January, 1905, 500 protesting Russians were killed by the troops of Tsar Nicholas II in St. Petersburg. The event became known as Bloody Sunday. It marked the beginning of the violent revolutionary movement of 1905, which ultimately failed. A second revolutionary movement in 1917 succeeded, and the Tsar abdicated. And it's the birthday of the British essayist, philosopher, and statesman Francis Bacon in 1561. He died in 1626 and was born in London. Best known for his philosophical works concerning the acquisition of knowledge, Novum Organum, and the advancement of learning. In 1907 this week, Charles Curtis of Kansas became the first person of American Indian ancestry to serve in the U.S. Senate. He later served as Vice President under President Herbert Hoover from 1929 to 1933. And on the 23rd of January, 1937, in Moscow, 17 leading communists went on trial accused of participating in a plot led by Leon Trotsky to overthrow Stalin's regime and assassinate its leaders. After a 7-day trial, 13 of them were sentenced to death. Trotsky fled to Mexico, where he was assassinated in 1940. It was on the 23rd of January, 1943, in North Africa, that British forces under Field Marshal Montgomery captured Tripoli in Libya. And on that date, in 1849, Elizabeth Blackwell was awarded her M.D. by the Medical Institute of Geneva, New York, thus becoming the first American woman doctor. It's the birthday of the Russian film director, Sergei Eisenstein, in 1898. He died in 1948 and was born in Riga, Latvia. He developed a new way of filmmaking utilizing artistic montages, a series of arbitrary images, to deliver an emotional impact. Prior to him, most filmmakers showed scenes in chronological sequence. His classic films include Potemkin, Alexander Nevsky, and Ivan the Terrible. Now for the answer to this week's Memorable Moments Memory Buster. In what year was the USS Pueblo seized by the North Koreans in the Sea of Japan? Was it January 1967, January 1968, or January 1969? Well, it was on January the 23rd, 1968, that the USS Pueblo was seized by the North Koreans in the Sea of Japan, amid claims the ship was spying. The ship was confiscated, and the crew held in captivity until December, with one fatality. I'll leave you today with this quote from Alan Paton. To give up the task of reforming society is to give up one's responsibility as a free man. This has been Stephen J. Lowenstein reading to you. Thanks for listening here on theflypod.com. Join me next week for another edition of
Memorable Moments in History.